from Acts, 1 Corinthians, and Mark, faith as a principal work of the Spirit, and other gifts of the Spirit are for the common good. The people in Corinth get struck by the gifts and miss the fact that love is the greatest, and without love, nothing else is important. Fire, wind, and breath describe the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is like fire, but not fire, but like fire. 1 Corinthians, Paul teaches us in verse 7, faith as principal work of the Spirit, other gifts of the Spirit for the common good. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. One body with many members. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greek, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The first gift of the Spirit is faith. It is from Paul that Luther understands and teaches his meaning of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. Paul said, I cannot on my own believe, but by the Spirit I will hear the gospel and have faith. When many of them whom the Spirit came upon came to believe, it was in the action of the Holy Spirit they were given faith. Paul makes faith the focus of the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit is about the proclamation of the gospel. Verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, and the Spirit gave them ability. This proclamation in other languages is not about speaking in tongues, but the ability to speak languages others will hear and understand. The good news of Jesus Christ. From the beginning, the Spirit was and is that moved over the waters of creation. The Spirit's principal work is, for us, faith. Then we confess Jesus Christ and bring a communal or community together. From verse 3, it is because of the Spirit that I am able to believe and proclaim Jesus Christ to others. The gifts of the Spirit are spectacular, but like the flames of the Spirit, the gifts lead us to faith and proclaiming the good news of God in Jesus Christ. Spirituality is about proclaiming the Spirit by living a spiritual life. We do that not by shutting off our relationship with the church, but by building up the church and sharing with all people what God gives us through the Holy Spirit, love, hope, and faith. We receive the Holy Spirit, and like the wind, we do not know from where it comes or to where it will go. We cannot control the Spirit, and we do not know the power of the Holy Spirit. God has been sharing with His creation through the Holy Spirit from the beginning and will continue until the end. Our gifts are individual, but together we have all the gifts of the Spirit. As a community, we share the gifts of the Spirit for the good of all God's children. Individually, we receive faith and maybe some other gifts, but not to hold it over one another, but to proclaim the good news. God gives you faith and language in order to proclaim God's grace. At Pentecost, when the disciples are speaking in every language, Scripture said the people hear in their own language because the Spirit was speaking through the disciples so everyone could hear in their own language the good news of Jesus Christ. The claims of the Holy Spirit have fired us up to proclaim the gospel. This could have been called a pep rally, and maybe it should be. Who is fired up for the Lord? If we are truly fired up by the Spirit of God, nothing could stop us from proclaiming God's grace, the grace that opens the gate of salvation that gives us life through Jesus Christ. We who have faith received that faith by way of the Holy Spirit, a gift to proclaim the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. God opens the gate of Jesus Christ to us all. Amen. Let us pray. Spirit of fire, your holy presence burns bright within this world. Spread your spirit throughout our communities so that our hearts may burn with love and hope. Open the gate of God's understanding so that all may come to have faith and know that Jesus Christ lives and is the open gate. Amen.